But it's just like you say, if you try to do right, then they'll be more likely to do.
Yeah, you get along with anybody.
That's right.
I get along with black and white.
You know, it makes such a difference if you can look at a person as a person instead of as a whatever he is.
Yeah.
But now you say, when the boy and the girl are courting, what's the difference in?
Well, now we started off on what the Coleman and way back on the time.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Dayton.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't use that Dayton back in the time you were speaking back in Alexandria, because I came up and I had three sisters, and a lot of my friends had girl children. And if the parents would court them without getting permission in that time,
yeah.
Why, if your girl, if a young man didn't recognize the parents of that child to go and ask them for permission to go to see him, why, he's done it wrong, and that'll leave it up to the girl to sweat it out. And so, and if she was raised right, she wouldn't let him take her out of the way unless he had got permission from her parents.
That wasn't done in those days.
Yeah, well, that's what they had to do. And now, when it comes, now to use that Dayton now in this time, sometimes the parents don't know where the girl is gone, but she's gone somewhere. And if they be caught in any kind of a curious condition, and they go to law, they use that word called a Dayton.
So?
Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering, you know.
Now, I'll tell you about the old time. Don't forget that, because you want to get way back. That was the old
time. That's right. What's up? We're trying to find out how old
you. Well, that's what they done there. A young man never take a girl out unless he, and the girl wouldn't agree to him, unless he go see mama and papa.
And so they could sort of see if he looked like the right type.
That's right. Let them pass. Or the old folks said, son, you better not be a grand rascal. But they meant that too. Because some of them old folks would shoot you that shotgun quick. They had those shotguns then. They load it by barrel and they put the powder in first. And then they put the shots in next. And they had some cotton moles and punched the moles, a cotton one down last, tight. And they had a cap, a trigger bar like your little finger.
Yeah.
And they slipped that cap, a brass cap, and brought that pull that thing and go.
Well, how long it takes to reload, though?
That's pretty good little while. They couldn't, you had to have a ramrod,
they call it. Yeah, ramrod.
And it's a package, you see. And it took a good little while. Well, how are you gentlemen?
If you just want to walk around now, we are interviewing Mr.
Come around with me.
Don't worry about my.
I'm going to get you something to drink. Well, I got plenty of it in there. Got Pepsi Cola 9 and Coca Cola and 7-Up. Yes, it's a different thing to change up, quite different. And I had sisters too, but no boy didn't come to see them girls like to see the old man. And they,
well, I tell you what I was thinking about, when you have to load that shotgun, you've been putting in this, you got to put in that, I might put it in wrong. What happened if you put it in not the right way?
Well, you couldn't put it in wrong because you put in your powder first.
Yeah. Oh, I see, and then that was.
Yeah, and then you'd pack that cotton, the moss, on top of that powder.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't put your load on right then you would put your shot, number 8, if you wanted to sting him, you'd put in number 8.
It's not like you had some experience.
Yeah, and then you'd pack that down with a warden, they called it.
Yeah.
Now, you take the old shot, the old muzzle load or whatever it was, and it had a brass cap and a little holly in it, you slip that over that little thing about like a match, and then you had it right. Then you pull that trigger back if you did right, and brother, that was the old time.
Did you shoot pretty straight with a pretty true?
Oh yeah, true, that's all they use. That's for shooting.
And power pretty good shots too.
Yeah, that power, you packed it, that power. You'd pack it, you see, other word, listen good. You put the power in first.
Yeah.
Then you put your warden on top of that powder, the packet, with a ramrod. The next thing you do, you put your shots in there. You pack it, put a warden on top of it. And then the last thing you do, you get that cap and put on and pull that old hammer back.
Boy, that's the end of that.
That's the end of that. Why don't you get a chair, son?
Well, we're going to have this. I didn't realize how late it's getting. You sure have been nice.
Yeah, well, I don't get a chance to talk so much as
well, it's been wonderful. It really has. And I just, this is the first interview we've done in Florida.
You sure?
Yeah, and they're just going to, unplug it.
When you think about all these...